Morning, Boker Tov. Today's Amud in Oraisas Pesachim Daf Chaf Aleph. Pesachim Chaf. And Mir Tzem, we will finish the first parak and finish these topics, or finish is maybe not the right word, but we will complete for now these topics of Tumah V'Tahara and our sugyas we've been discussing from Rabbi Chanina Skan, kind of the past seven blah, and move back more into Pesachim and Yanim in the second parak. Now we left off at the bottom of Chaf Ameis. We were discussing having this. This wine around that's Truma Tamea, the Mara discussed that Shem and Tamei has usage. What's the usage? You can use it for fuel. What about Truma Tamea? The Mara says you can use it for the Chor, you can use that for Zilaf also. It doesn't have a usage also. Doesn't not have a usage. Can't you use it to sprinkle on the ground to give off a good aroma? And the Mara says, no, there's a problem doing that because you're leaving a takala around that someone's going to come drink the Truma Tamea, which is a Chiv Mis Beishamayim. We can't have that. The Mara says, no. But what's the reason why it's within the fuel? So he said, because it's talking about wine that's new, it wasn't old yet, to wait for it to age and become fit for aroma, for aromatic purposes, is a problem. It's too long. So we see this idea of not keeping a takala around. That's really a topic that came up, wasn't the last gemara from yesterday, but close to it, towards the end of yesterday's discussion. So the gemara now brings up, from the fourth line, from the bottom of the page, says the gemara, lower down. V'takala atzma tanai. It says Gemara, takala itself is a tanai. Where are we again? Takala atzma tanai. Fourth line up from the bottom page. Takala atzma tanai is the idea of takala itself is actually machlekes tanai. The time went to the brisa as follows: chavash yayin shel truma shenit base, a barrel of wine of truma that became tamei. Beishama emrim tishapech chaval, spill out the whole thing, large amount, just spill it out. You don't keep it around. Beislo emrim nam. Tassasilaf, you use it for zilaf. Ame Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yisi. So Basham says across the board, just spill it out. Basham says across the board, use it for zilaf. And Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yisi makes this hachra. Ame Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yisi, I'll make a little bit, I'll tip the scales. I'll make a hachra between these shitas. Basad if it's out in the field, spill it out, because till you get back to the house, till you get to use it, it's going to be around for a while, and it's a we're concerned about takala. Whereas Tobias in the house, you can use it right away, tasazilif, use it for sprinkling for aromatic purposes. So I'll make a pshara, in this case, in the field, you spill it out, whereas in the house, you get to use it. Ekadar Mesem, a different chilik, bachadra chadash, if it's new, which means it takes time for it to develop and become fit for these aromatic purposes, for giving a good aroma to the room, it takes time. That's a concern of takala, and therefore tashafi chaval, spill the whole thing out in the full amount. Biyashan, if it's already aged, so it's ready used for, ready to be used for zilaf right now, tasasilaf, it could be used for zilaf. So either way, Rishwar Rabesi is giving a achra as to when we say Beshame Shita of spilling it out, and when we say Beshame Shita of using it, but the Chara, the whole achra is totally in the idea of whether or not there's a concern of takala. In a case where it's a concern of takala in the field, or if it's not, if it's chadash, spill it out. But we're not concerned with takala, accused right away, then you don't have to spill it out. So it seems to be the way we're understanding is our discussion, whether or not we're worried about takala by yayin, is in this machoikas, Beshame Beshame and Rishwar Rabesi. Armulai, the mice, they said to Rishwar Rabesi, they said, and this goes back to a cloud we had earlier in the Pesachim, we discussed this. When you have a halachah of mechriya, where are the machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda Meir, and I think it was Rabbi, I'm drawing a blank on the third time of Shem Gamil, he was mechriya, the Mark called him mechriya. So we say that the halachah is not like that, that was the gabi, if you remember the gabi, the eating chametz in the fourth hour, the fifth hour, or making a chalut between chuma, between hektish and chulin. So, same idea over here, we're saying that this is not called achra. Why is it not called achra? Why is it not achra? As Rashi explains, because achra is when you have two shitas, and then there's a shita that kind of makes a pshara in between, or I should say better, he sides with one of the shitas. So he's machriya. But when you have two shitas, and then you have a third shita, yeah, he's agreeing to him over here, and agreeing to him over there. But it's a third shita, it's not really machriya. And therefore, it doesn't work. So once we're on the topic of achra, we'll quickly chazur what we spoke about a couple of ago. We'll chazur again. We had this back in the Fidalin, that Rashi's opinion above a comma, Daf Kuftes Vav, Kuftes Zion, actually, is that the reason why the achra works is because we go with Rav Deis, right? We go with Rav Deis. So if I have one sheet is saying A, one sheet is saying B, and another sheet came along and sides with A or sides with B, now A or B has Rabim, it's Yachav Rabim, Lachka Rabim. That's a Rashi learned in Kuf Design. So if that's the case, if that's the lumdus of why a Machriya works, so who cares if Rashi says over here, the Machriya is the third opinion. At the end of the day, in a case of the Sada, let's say, in the Sada where there's concern of Takala, or Chadash where there's concern of Takala, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbeisi is agreeing to Beishamai that you got to spill it out. and a case where it's in the bias and it's not chadash, it's yashan, he's going to be still, you don't have to put it out. So yeah, it's different reasoning, different reasoning, different conversation, but the bottom line is, the shittas add up together, and now we have Rav Deis, like Rashi and Bava Kama Tekuf Tazayin, saying one way in this case, saying another way in this case, we should pass like the Rav Deis, and therefore the halacha kedu mechriya should still work the chayra. That is a question that they ask. So really the basis, the answer to the question is really totally in Amachleikas, Mechleikas, in the Hilchos of Psak, Legabe Yachav Rabim, or Legabe Dinim in general. Legabe Yachav Rabim in general. And that is Amachleikas, the Marik, and the Maram Shik, and the Mechleikas, when you have Rav Deis, but they're not arriving at the same conclusion for the same reason. So you have two shittas saying Mutter, one shittas saying Usser. The two shittas saying Mutter arrive at that opinion with different logic, different, totally different basis, coming from different angles. Do we put together that the bottom line is they both say Mutter, and if we have a Rabim against Yachid, or we say since it's different Deis, not the same, since it's different, it's based on different ideas, we don't call that Rav Deis. It's really three Deis. Two happen to be Mutter, one's Aser, but the two Mutter don't relate to each other. So the Marik says that even when it's from multiple Deis, even if it's for different reasons, we still, even when you have Rav Deis from differing reasoning, we still go buster Rav Deis. And the Ramon Chesh Mishpat does pass like the Marik. The Marab Shik points out, again, the Argamar, this we have in the Dafidal already, same idea. Argamar is not like that. That's what Mabash Argamar here says. Ain Hachor Shlisha Mechras. What do you mean? The Chor, you still have Rav Deis. You still have Meshor Babesi. In the case, like I said, the case of the field, and the case of Yechadash, he's like Beshamai, that's Rav Deis, two against one against Beisil. And the case of Yashan and the house, he's like Beisil, two against one against Beshamai. Yet we still do saying in a Chorashis Machras, it would seem to be a Raya, not like this Maram Shik, and not like this Psak of the Ramah Cheshire Mishpat. Okay. I'm sorry, I'm glad you brought that up, Alex. Rashi speaks out very clearly that Beshamai and Beisil weren't even getting involved with Takala. They weren't even involved. It's clear that they were Beshamai Beisil, they were saying a different din, right? Rabbi Shmuel, Benaisha, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbeisi, he was the one that was bringing a takala and then plugging it into Beisham Beisil Shitas. But really, he was coming with a new idea, and that's exactly why he's considered Achra a Achra Shlishi. He's considered really a third shot, and therefore saying it's not Achra. Okay. Amar Rabbeis Barchanina, Machlik Shnafla Pachas Meyam Sa Chulin Tmeyan, Aval Nafla Meyachulin Tmeyan. So, very basic idea. We know that when you have chuma that falls into chulin, a ratio we spoke about earlier in this paragraph already, a ratio of 100 to 1, the chuma is now batel. Our whole concern was that my chuma in the ceiling, in the barrel on top, is broken and it's going to drip into this big vat of chulin, and the chulin was tummy. Chulin tummy is fine. Truma tire is fine. But when the truma mixes into the truma tomato is a problem. And when the truma mixes into the chulin, it's going to mess everything up. But that's only if it's not batel. If I have a ratio of 100 to 1, the truma is batel anyway, and therefore it's not a problem. What do we say to do? So we had a machlekes, could you bring a tamei dika kli to intercept the truma that's leaking from the ceiling or not? Rabbi Shua said you could bring a tamei dika kli even though you're being a tamei b'yadayim. He said, have some room, but whatever, you're allowed to do it. Whereas Rabbi says, you cannot bring a tamei dika kli. Says the Gemara, everyone agrees, seemingly, and there's a key point, even Rabbi Yeshua is going to agree, if it's a 100 to 1 ratio, then you're not allowed to bring a tamei dika kli to intercept the chuma, because let the chuma fall in, and it's going to be batel anyway. You have no right to be metame the chuma yadayim. What's your logic? Have some meruba? It's not have some meruba. Good point about Ambas. You're not doing anything. It's dripping. It's cracking. Don't forget, you have conflicting powers over here. You're being metame chuma yadayim. That's something you don't want to do either. So, number one, I wouldn't categorize this, like you're saying, I hear where you're coming from, but I wouldn't categorize this as being mevatlas lechila. It's a cracked chuma that's dripping in by itself. Not stopping it, I don't call it mevatlas lechila. But number two, even if you want to say that, if you have the ability to stop it, don't stop it. That's cool, mevatlas lechila. Even if you want to say that, I can hear that that's chilek, but even if you want to say that, no, you have the ability to stop it, how are you stopping it? With a chuma typically, you're being metamish for your dying. That's also a problem. So, you're solving one issue by introducing another issue. Okay. Yeah, that everyone agrees. Everyone agrees. If you have not tamei kli, if you have a tarei kli, that you got to do. Everyone agrees you got to do that. Everyone agrees you got to do that, yes. Even this case, correct. Correct. That's, yeah, fair point. Tanam yachi. Chavishesh basically begat l'yena. Fitachtea me'achulun t'me'en. If you have a barrel that breaks in the upper vat, in the upper wine press, and there's a huge vat of chulin 100 times the amount, Tmein down below. Meider belezer b'shua, belezer meider b'shua. Shem yachas men revias p'tara yatzel. If you're able to save, do your point, Ash Alexander, a minute ago. If you're able to save a revias p'tara, that for sure takes precedent, right? You don't save vatel so let it just become vatel. You gotta save it. To your point, you go and grab. You have to go and get, you have to go get a kli and save the revias yatzel. Vim la, but if not, teirat v'titma, let the truma fall down into the chulan and it's patel anyway. Vayitim and b'yad, but do not be matam b'yad. Now the Marsh is bothered by a very basic question. Who is the one that we said is being Maida? Rabbi Shua is the one that allowed till now. Rabbi Shua is the one that says you allowed to bring a Kli that's tummy to save it. And over here he's saying, you don't bring a tummy to take a Kli. So Rabbi Shua is being Maida to Rabbi Lazar, not the other way. We said Maida Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shua. He asked the Gemara, hi Maida Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shua. Maida Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Lazar. Gemara says, Gemara says two options. Option one is Anachami, I'm Rabbi Epa, flip it. Option two is really be Medayik. There's another line in that Braisa. Really, the media line, Maida Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shua was, Shem Yachal Hasaman Revias. Legabi that then, if you're able to save a revias patara, that you got to do. Now the truth is, till now, everyone agreed to that. Rabbi Shua, even before having a 100-to-1 ratio, we said throughout this whole past bunch of blah, we said as long as you can save revias of truma to patara, that's your first option. Even if the rest, everything else will get ruined, you still run to get a kli tar, save a revias of the truma patara. The rest of the truma, the rest of the chul is all going to be messed up. That's fine. So the truth is, Viter, it's not Maida Blazer Bashua, that we already know. Everyone agrees to that. But the point is, we're going to introduce a new element of Maida Blazer in such a case. Let's see. It says Mara, Rav Huna Beit Bashua, Amar, don't flip it. Don't flip it. Don't flip it. Don't say Maida Bashua the Blazer. It's Taka Maida Blazer Bashua. You're right, there's an element of Maida Bashua to Blazer, Legabe, the fact that you cannot bring a tummy clear. That's Taka true. But there's also a Maida for Blazer Bashua. And what is that? Because the case over here is kli shetechik tar v'gabe tummy. We're talking about a kli where the inside was tar and only the outside was tummy. The kli inside tar, outside was tummy. Now what? Therefore, if you go and use that kli, it's fine as long as the truma only goes on the inside, it'll be fine. But what's the problem? I would have thought that according to Blazer, we were concerned, very concerned about being matama truma. I would have said that not only can you not bring a kli that's tummy inside out, even a kli that's tummy only on the outside, there's also a problem. Kamash, we're not worried. I would have thought that maybe we concerned that the inside of the kli, the outside, the exterior of the kli, will come in contact with the chuma and be tamed chuma v'yadayim, and it's a problem according to Blazer. But there, Blazer agrees we can make it. Rashi just points out what type of kli is tamed on the outside and tar on the inside. Chuma d'rabanan. Rashi just points out tumah tumas mashka, a tumah d'rabanan. It's just not chuma. Tumah d'rabanan. You find just like we've spoken out. If you, I shouldn't say we take out one thing because I'm sure we've taken out a lot of things from the past seven blah. But one big yisid we took out was the notion of being matame yadayim by definition is rabbinic. Mid'rabanan. If I'm tummy, I'm tummy. My whole body's tummy. If I'm not tummy, my whole body's tummy. Those things being mitama, my isolating the hands. It's a tumah d'rabanan. Here too, the case of the outside of the kli. We know kli cheres becomes tummy from the avir kli cheres. But once it's tummy, the whole kli is tummy on a derisa level. The whole kli is tummy, inside out. But over here, we're saying a tumah on the outside. At the inside, Rashi points out, we're talking about tumas mash d'rabanan. Hadron alas erlavasa mazal tov. We finished the first parak. It's a big mazal tov. Let's start the second parak. We're not going to finish the whole Amud today. It's a little bit late. Let's start the Amud, speak out a little bit more on the mission of the first Gemara, and then we'll, there's a big topic. It really comes up later in the parak about selling chametz. Of course, the famous idea, one of people's, pet peeve is the wrong word, but people have always questions about how he sells chametz. There's actually the main source of it later. There must be a story where they're on a boat and one of the Tanarbiyos, he had chametz, I think he had whiskey, schnapps, and his chametz, and he sold it to the guy, and it was clear that he's going to buy it back afterwards. And that, so the mamish will be due. So that's the main source, but it comes up later in the summer as well. We'll end up focusing on that mitzvah tomorrow. Let's start the prayer. Kol sheshem mitlechel, any time that's permitted to still eat chametz, machlut bema, as long as it's the time that he's still able to eat chametz on Erev Pesach, he's able to feed his animal. The behemoth, domestic animal, chai is wild animal, ifas, and to the birds. First, you point out why it's birds plural and behemoth chai is singular. Because simple, there's an expression, eats like a bird. The bird is very little. Each individual bird eats nothing. If you're trying to get rid of your chametz, feeding it to the birds is like feeding to a bird is nothing. So, standard is you're feeding to birds plural, that would be a normal case, deeper behavior. Okay, you got to feed it to your animals, your birds. You can sell it to a guy. It's mutter in Hana. Yushalmi actually makes a diak. The fact that the Mishnah spells out three lashainas, machl behema, meichel agai, mutbana, that you're only able to feed animals that are chametz. You're only able to feed animals, even animals that don't belong to me, as long as chametz is mutter. But after this man of chametz being usser, not only can I not feed my own animals, I can't even feed other animals as well. Okay, says the Mishnah further. Umeicher le'enach, we saw that avar zmanai. Once it's man passed, asabana says asabana v'liasik by tanav grimes asabana. You can't even use it to fire up an oven or a stove. Rabbi Da'imer aim b'chametz alba. Straight use the sheet as b'chametz tafko. Streifa burning the chametz afafari. You can even crumble v'zer l'ruach and throw it to the wind. A matliam. You can even crumble it, throw it to the wind, throw it to the sea. You don't have to dafka burn it. You can get rid of it. Tashpisa b'chol davar. You can get rid of it in other ways as well. Lav dafka burning. There's a big question in the Mishnah. Why did the Mishnah only offer that he can sell it to a guy? Why do you offer giving it to a guy? Give it to a guy. As long as it's in my possession, it's fine. I can give it as a matana to a guy. Why are we saying sell it to a guy? Basic question. Yes? Basic question. So the Ritva answer is, maybe you can say this, that, let me say better. First of all, the Ritva speaks out. Yes, he answers the question, says, because it's Isser of Leis Echanim. You know, the Isser to give Goyim presents. We don't give Goyim presents. Isser to give Goyim presents. And therefore the Mishnah speaks it out. Problem is, Shulchan Aruch brings this halacha and brings, you can be meicher to the guy, give matana to the guy. It brings matana as an option. Our mission, we said, didn't speak on matana because Leis Echanim. That's the Ritva explains. Yet the Shulchan Aruch brings Lameisa. So the Achreinim want to explain a couple of answers. First, there's a basic idea. What if someone has a nanny or an employee and he gives him a gift? Is that a problem? Leis Echanim avad or not? Because the gift is there. It's kind of a tit for tat. You're trying to incur some goodwill, good favor, and therefore, you're not doing it for free. You're not just, I'm giving a gift, you're doing it for a purpose. If it's a neighbor, you want the neighbor, you know, you want the neighbor to watch your back, to not report you if there's something that, you know, that they don't like. So you're doing it for a purpose. That's not called Meisachanim. So that's why the Shulchan Aruch is bringing it. The Mishnah bring it because the Meisach is Tamas Meisachanim, but the Shulchan Aruch brings it for a case where it's Makirei, where you recognize the guy, where there's a benefit. Chagak wants to say that Bikadish, since Chametz for the Yid is going to be worthless. Right now, as we're getting to the last moment before this matter, it becomes worthless for the Yid. Once it's worthless, the Takabino has to give me to Gai. The Isser of giving Gai Matana is something that has value to you. If it's worthless to you, it's not Isser, which is a big Kiddush. A classic child that comes up is about, maybe if I deserve his words, but Stam Yenim. A person gets a bad, so this Maisim happens B'chayim, especially people in business, maybe more fancier executives, they often get, like, it's holiday season, they'll get a beautiful, fancy bottle of wine, $100, expensive bottle of wine. They have to throw it out. It's time yenu. What do you do? They have to throw it out. Is the option? Give it, you can't drink it, obviously. So maybe give it to your neighbor as a present and get the goodwill, right? So over there, there's a separate problem. Over there, the issue is not like sechanim. Over there, the issue is having hana from stam yenim. So it's a separate issue of hana, and maybe that issue still exists, right? But there's a svar that the Chagag is suggesting is that when it has no value to you, to the yid, there's no issue like sechanim. Maybe there's what to apply further. Again, I don't think we passed it away, but maybe it's what to apply further. Agav, Rav Shlema Shlita has a beautiful chap of what to do. It only works if the bottle is bought in LCBO, but it's a beautiful chap that you can go back to the LCBO and return it, because the guy, if you return it, it's almost like it's a mechatayas. He wants a good favor from you. He bought you a gift in LCBO. He really is giving you called a $700 gift from, it's an expensive bottle, gift from LCBO. Typically, you're not going to find the $700 bottle in LCBO. But he's giving you a gift from the LCBO. You're returning it, and it's like undoing the sale, and you're getting the value, the money he gave you, and the money's fine. It's only the wine's problem. That's his answer, but of course, it only works if you're able to return it to a store. If it's some private label or something, then you can't, or some not LCBO, it wouldn't work. Okay, anyway, a third answer is given, is that over here, you're doing it for a mitzvah, then it's okay. We find that there's an Isser Le'emam Tavaydu, you're not a free slave. Yet, right, we have the town over there, and get to that thing was Levam Meches, where he freed a slave in order to make a minion. Al Chayra, you know, Le'emam Tavaydu, and also Le'esachanin. What bigger gift to a guy giving him his freeing him, giving this Eved Kanani his freedom? But look, Gabi Mitzvah, it's Mutter. So here too, the Gabi Chum is Gabi Mitzvah, it would be permissible. Again, that gets back to the question, Abi Nag the Ritvus, why is that Mishnah not say it? Right? Shulchan Aruch is bringing it as an option. Our Mishnah didn't say giving it as a gift. We said, Mishnah say it goes Le'esachanin, it's Ritvah. And now we're saying Shulchan Aruch possibly can do it. The Chayra Shulchan Aruch is, according to the third Pshat, is saying you can do it because by Mitzvah, it's Taka, it is okay. It is okay. Fine. Zok to Gemara. It sounds like only as long as you can eat, you can feed your animals. But if you can't eat anymore, you can't feed the animals. Rabbi Yehuda was, you gotta stop eating after 4 hours. The whole fifth hour, you're not allowed to eat. But in the fifth hour, you're still able to feed your animals. We learned in the Mishnah, if it sounds familiar, it should. Chazar from 10 blot ago. On Yud Aleph, we have Daf Yud Aleph and Beis. Titzan, Rav Meir, Eimer, Eichlin Kol Chametz, you're even allowed to eat the whole 5th hour, according to Meir. V'sefer Tchilas Sheishin, you burn the Chametz in the beginning of the 6th hour. By the end of 6 hours, by the Chatzais, it's got to be burnt. It's got to have to be rid of it. So in the beginning of the 6th hour, you burn it, but you're allowed to eat the whole 5th hour. Yudah Eimer, Eichlin Kol Arba, V'tein Kol Chametz, in the 5th hour, you can eat. In the 4th hour, sorry, you can eat. The 5th hour, you suspend, you can't eat. V'sefer Tchilas Sheishin. And you burn in the beginning of the 6th. Now, what does it mean in the 5th hour that it's Talin? It means you can't eat, but you can still benefit, which sounds like, doesn't say explicitly, benefiting includes giving to one's animal, feeding one's animal. Sounds like it agrees that you're allowed to feed the animals in the 5th. But it comes out as Rebbe is not going to be the Tana of this mission, because this mission makes it very clear: when you can eat, you can feed your animals. When you can't eat, you can't feed. And that's like fits like a mayor, but it does not feel like a Rebbe. Says the Marvel Mayor made 1 second. So you say the mission is a mayor, it doesn't work either. The lashon is, as long as it's permitted to eat the chametz, you can feed the animal. Now the wording should be according to mayor, as long as he can eat chametz. The mission's lashon is mashma that as long as someone else can eat chametz, then another person can benefit. Ramir's sheet is, as long as I can eat chametz, I can benefit. The Lashon Mishnah is a little bit misleading. Amar Rab Ula, Masis Rangal Mehili. The Mishnah is that third saw, that was not correct before. I'm embarrassing. I should remember this from 10 months ago. Remember we said before, I referenced in the last Gemara, in the last parak of Allah Kadim Rimachriya. And we had that conversation back at Afi Dalad. That was Ramir, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rangel Meil. We were correct. Rangel Meil was the one that says that, and then between Shita. And our Mishnah is, reflecting his opinion. Titan, Rangel Meil, Eimer, Chulin, Echelon, Kol Arba, Chulin, Ketak, Abitin, the entire 4th hour, but that's it. 5th hour, no longer you could eat it. Truma, Kol Chamesh, Truma, Kabitin, even the 5th hour, Seventh Chesh, and the Chametz is burnt at the beginning of the 6th hour. Bachamer. And now, the Mishnah makes the Lush of the Mishnah fits perfectly. Kol Shoshim, Metalechel, Kayim, Betruma, that's the Lush of others. Right, we said the Mishnah was, it didn't feel like America. It sounds like, as long as someone's eating Truma, I can feed my animal. What do you mean? As long as I'm eating, not Truma. As long as someone's eating Chametz, I can feed my animal. What do you mean, someone? It's me. No, it's not me. Because it's going to be a meal. The Mishnah's going to be a meal. As long as the Kehanim can eat Truma, only Kehanim eat Truma, everyone else can feed their animals. But once the Kehanim can eat Truma, you can feed animals. So it comes out, everyone can eat till the end of the 4th hour. Kehanim eat Truma in the 5th hour, and that 5th hour, everyone can still feed their animals. That's the read inside. Kol shosha mutalechol kayim b'truma yisrael machol chulun beim lechay vayfus. As long as the kayim is able to truma, yisrael can feed his animal, his chayas and his vayfus. He can feed all his animals, but he can't eat himself at that point. But he's still able to feed his various animals. Lama misi behema, lama misi chay. What if to specify spell out both chayim behema? Tzricha to eat on behema if you say behema, I would say to eat mishaira chazulein. I would say because when behemoth leaves over food, any chametz, you'll see it. It's a domestic animal. So we're not concerned that when you feed the behemoth, he's going to leave over chametz and be around, and you won't notice. You'll notice it because domestic animals, they eat near you. They stay near you. Avachaya, but achaya, dimashaya, chametz analei. Achaya, first of all, in general, they wander off. They're wild. They're not as, you know, protected, but more so, they hide their food. And maybe he'll hide it, and then he'll show up in Pesach, and unbeknownst to you, you had chametz stashed somewhere around your property. Amalis, maybe I'd be concerned. Kamash pon that even chaya could feed in this time period. Vitan chaya, mishadi mishayim miyas metzna. Because you're right, even if he hit it. So you're not going to see it. You gave the animal. The animal hit it. Not a problem. Remember, don't forget, you're being mafkir chametz anyway. You're being mafkir chametz anyway. You're doing bittel anyway. But the point is, maybe you don't want it to be around. No, it's hidden. Avbehema zim the mishayim. Maybe they may. You're right, he leaves it exposed, and normally you'll see it, but maybe you'll leave it exposed, and you won't see it, and then it'll be exposed on Pesach. Maybe by behemoth's davka problem. Therefore, you got time that both chaya and eif, sorry, both chaya and behema, in both cases, okay. Eifus, tell me why you say case of eifus. We'll stop over here. I did tana behema v'chaya, tana eifus. Went to behema chaya, to eifus, but then chami, eifus, the Gemara is suggesting there's no added chiddush. Eifus, I think I pointed out before, eifus is plural because eif itself, you're not going to get rid of very much chametz by feeding one eif. We'll pause over here, pick up the Marmitz Shem, have a wonderful day.